Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out of the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Jesus told him, immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading, such a beautiful love letter to all of us, that we have been chosen by God, that we are his people. And because we are his people, he has called us each by name to receive his unconditional love, his unconditional compassion, his unconditional forgiveness. And our Lord is telling us in the gospel today to be courageous in our faith. My friends, this gospel is a reminder of the love that Jesus has for us, that there's nothing in the world that we've done that Christ will not forgive. And we receive his mercy and his forgiveness on a daily basis if we seek it. So Jesus is telling all of us today, take courage, I'm with you always. Take courage to face your daily task today. Take courage to face your illness. Take courage when your faith is doubted. And my dear friends, all we have to do is remember the love that we encountered in this first reading, that we are God's chosen people. The greatest title that you will ever have in your life, my friends, is that you are beloved by God and that you were created in his image and likeness. So be courageous today and remember how loved you are by God who made you in his image and likeness.